Hey, good morning. Oh, it's 10:47 a.m., so I'm up before 11. I'm starting the week strong, coming out of the gate, fired up. Before 11 a.m., that's a win. So I was going to start recording like a minute ago, but then car alarm went off and I had to wait it out. It wasn't that long. But I guess a car alarm is useful. But I never feel like I've known anybody to be like, oh yeah, my car alarm saved my car from being stolen. It's just like, oh yeah, my car alarm goes off and annoys people. But maybe I don't hear about the stories of the car alarm, and then the guy in the ski mask looks around and then runs away and drops his little. Whatever, the little metal, the thin piece of metal that he uses to jimmy open a door. I don't have a car, so who cares? I might have a car one day, and I don't know, maybe I'll make it alarmless and see how it goes, and then I'll tell you all about it. What am I even talking about? So this past weekend, well, I did some shows. They were fine. They were fun. And, did I see a movie? I saw something. Oh, this has been, Jacqueline's been so going crazy over this Haunting of Hill House show that, I guess I didn't go to the movies. And the opportunity for the movies was sucked up by Haunting of Hill House. It's a pretty good show. I know a writer on there, but it's a good show. I would suggest watching it unless you don't like ghosts, because there's a lot of ghosts, but it's frightening. So watch that on Netflix if you want. Why am I saying, oh, watch that? I'm not promoting it. They're not a sponsor. As a matter of fact, don't watch Netflix until they sponsor this podcast. They're not a podcast sponsor, though. Netflix doesn't really need commercials, like ads out into the world, like, hey, have you heard about Netflix? Why don't you get Netflix? It's like, you have Netflix, or you have somebody's Netflix password. I pay for Netflix, and I found out, I have all these friends who are like, yeah, nobody pays for Netflix. I was like, I'm a sucker, because I don't pay for HBO. We were out with Jacqueline's parents the other night. They're talking about cutting their cable. I'm like, don't cut your cable. We're using that password. Don't make me pay for HBO. That seems unfair. But if they do, I might need somebody's HBO Go password out there. So I'll ask for it if I need it. Don't need it yet. Save it. But I might. They don't track those things. Believe me, it's totally chill. I can have your HBO Go password. I'm not gonna log into your Spectrum account and start adding movie channels. It would help if you had Showtime as well, because sometimes there's stuff on Showtime that I like. So if you have a cable, just be ready to give me the password. All right, let's look at the news. What's going on this Monday? Report says UN's global war on drugs has been a failure. The drugs won the war. They're not even. It was just a war against a substance. Man, people love drugs. It's even the people fighting the drugs. There's some people in there that love the drugs. That's the problem. And who hates drugs, really? I guess if you are like one of the siblings on that Hill House show. Because one of the brothers hooked on drugs, you probably hate drugs. I mean, I'm not a fan of heroin or crack. Those are the ones. The different heroines, you know, you got your opioids or whatever, and crack. The other stuff, I mean, cocaine. It's not good for you, but it's like so many people love it. Regular cocaine, not the crack cocaine. Well, people love the crack too. Even to the point where you're like, oh, this this thing tastes so good, it's like crack. I need more of it. It's like crack. So if it's as good as a cupcake, then that's pretty good. Babbling. Elon Musk says his first tunnel will open in December. I don't know. Oh, because maybe all these people shitting on Elon Musk will see these tunnels he's drilling underground and say, oh, he was a genius all along. We're dumb. Cases of rare polio-like paralysis targeting kids appear in Canada. Polio's coming back. I think it's like because Trump wants to bring America back to, well, that's not in America, it's in Canada. But he wants to, you know, because he wants to bring it back to like the good old days when there was polio. You know, you need the yin and the yang. You got the good and the bad. McDonald's, Burger King. Sorry to get into a Trump thing. Oh, that was just a little. That was just making a little quip. I didn't want to go as far as to call it a joke. That wasn't really good enough to be called a joke. It wasn't solid enough. McDonald's, Burger King, Five Guys among 22 burger chains given an F over antibiotics. I guess you don't want the antibiotics in your meat. I thought antibiotics were good, but I saw a thing the other, did I talk about it here, or was I just like talking about it with in not on a podcast? I was talking to, I saw the article, another article about this study that said there was only two that got A's, and it was Shake Shack and BurgerFi. So hopefully you have one of those if you don't want antibiotics in your meat. Maybe you want them. Maybe you have a cold. Then go to Five Guys. Then you get a nice burger and you get some medicine. But Shake Shack's probably the best burger, like burger chain in New York City. We don't have no BurgerFi, but we have Five Guys. But I like Shake Shack. So glad to know I could go there and not get any antibiotics. That started out in New York, Shake Shack, and I thought it was just a New York thing, but then it expanded. So now when I go to other cities and I see Shake Shack, I'm kind of bummed out we don't have it all to ourselves. There's something about it. I'm like, oh, now there's too many. It's not going to be as good. But it's fine. That's a bad story. Supersized mice threaten seabird colonies with extinction. All right, end days. Now we're getting to it. Supersized mice making seabirds extinct. That sounds like some revelations. I don't know exactly what they got in there, what locusts, but I think that doesn't sound too good. Supersized mice. They're probably created by our some kind of medical waste. King says Jordan to reclaim land leased to Israel under 1994 deal. Well, that sounds problematic. Whenever there's a king involved, I think we got issues. You know, a king, a fucking king. Even if you are a king, I think you want to change. Call yourself a president or something or whatever, you know, prime minister, something that sounds like a little less king. It really doesn't. It's not a good look. It makes you sound, it sounds kind of illegitimate. And I'm like, well, so what happened? Your dad was the king. Now you're the king. Now this is the, now you're the guy to talk to. I'm not even comfortable with these British, like not royalty, like, they're just there out of tradition, but it's still like your highness and prince and queen and no thanks. All right, one more and we're out of here. Macau Hong Kong Bridge, world's largest sea crossing, finally opens. That sounds scary. I'm not afraid of, I don't have like a bridge phobia, but then I've gone on some long ass bridges and I'm like, this is fucked up. Cause it just feels like you're stuck out. Like what, you're just like too far from land. I like to be on land in general, but I don't mind like a regular George Washington Bridge. No problem. But that, like, there's one in, like, by Virginia Beach that's this long-ass fucking bridge. It gets a little fucking creepy. So I'm not driving in Hong Kong across that bridge. Sorry. But you go do it if that sounds cool to you. But I ain't going with you. All right, this episode... not my finest work, I know. But it's over now, so there's that. See you tomorrow. We love you.